UW-Madison had the option to renew its contract with Nike, but chose not to. While Nike didn't own the factories where the workers had been employed, UW-Madison spokeswoman Dawn Krim says the university insisted Nike was under a code of conduct for the actions of its subcontractors. She says it appears Nike has stepped up.
There's going to be priority hiring at all of the factories in Honduras, and then there's going to be 1 year of health care for the workers and their families.
Krim says UW-Madison administrators would like to see those actions get started right away and be in full swing before we'll consider starting a new licensing agreement with Nike. Other universities with Nike contracts also pressured the company to help the unemployed workers. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.